Hello.
Good morning. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of a firearm is or is not a major responsibility of the gun owner? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination of fingerprint or other similar means, for example, a safe containing a case or a lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, like a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Support or oppose?
Support.
A locked container or case? Support or oppose?
Support.
A locked box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
A combination lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock, safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or you should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
If it's in the box, it doesn't need to be unloaded, I don't think.
So it should not?
Should not.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock, safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure? Or if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it, do you think that that's secure if it's not in the lock box or it's not? Even if they cannot see it, they cannot, you know, if it's not within the reach, but do you feel that that will be considered to be secure? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires a gun to be stored securely? That one from in that gun that is legally. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political, thank you so much. We're almost done. This is a very short survey. I do appreciate your time. Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? A white, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been great. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care.
Uh-huh. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.